Why use the 21st century version of Spurgeon's morning and evening devotions? 1. You're more likely to make devotions a daily habit if you understand them. 2. Archaic references have been eliminated and many scriptures added. 3. Devotions often deal with modern problems that did not exist in the 19th century. 4. Devotions often address heresies that were barely started in the 19th century. 5. The English language is modern, and a Spanish narration is provided. Charles Spurgeon's short biography. He was born at Essex, England, to Puritan parents. His theology was thoroughly reformed. At the same time, his preaching was thoroughly evangelical. Here's what he said of his preaching. The old truth that Calvin preached, that Augustine preached, that Paul preached, is the truth that I must preach today, or else be false to my conscience and my God. I cannot shape the truth. I know of no such thing as paring off the rough edges of a doctrine. John Knox's gospel is my gospel. That which thundered through Scotland must thunder through England again. He began preaching at the age of 17. By the time he was 22, he was such a popular preacher, he filled London's Surrey Gardens Music Hall with 12,000 attending. Within 3 years, he had built the London Metropolitan Tabernacle, which could accommodate 5,000. His pastor's college trained 900 students, and his Stockwell Orphanage served 158 boys during his lifetime. He wrote many books, and 56 million copies of his sermons were sold while he was alive. Toward the end of his life, he fought against the downgrade of theology. He wrote, "The new theology can do no good towards God or man. It has no adaptation for it. If it were preached for 1,000 years by all the most earnest men of the school, it would never renew a soul nor overcome pride in a single human heart."